This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation. This is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, a few things have occurred. You know, I've been trying to fix a few things, and I think I've gotten them fixed. And we'll see. One thing that has happened is that the Glock 20 is now headed to Agency Arms, and it will become a Glockzilla, if you will, and that's coming up pretty soon. Also, I didn't mention it, but the P320 has been picked. The SIG P320 has been picked as the weapon of choice for the U.S. Army, and I've got one of those coming in, and hopefully this coming weekend, JT and I will take it out to the range and beat the living hell out of it just to see how good it's going to be. Those are all upcoming events. Now, right now, President Trump... I get to say that now. President Trump got out there and he signed some stuff and started passing some things, and they're looking at beginning the repeal of Obamacare. Obamacare is something that has to be repealed. And first of all, let's talk about the false premise. Now, despite everything he may have said in Congress, one of the chief people putting all of this together, his idea was to pull the wool over your eyes, and you don't have to take it from me. Just listen to him.
You can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing. And let's have transparent financing. All transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish it could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
And that was the whole premise behind it. The end justifies the means. Now, of course, they didn't. They called it a, I don't know what they called it. They called it a mandate, but they also called it some other things. They didn't call it a tax. And then it got challenged in the Supreme Court, and then it had to be called a tax in order to keep it from being stricken or ruled unconstitutional. So, you know, there's plenty of stories. There's plenty of people out there that say, my life is better because of Obamacare, and there's just about as many people. I mean, there's people that have died because of Obamacare, because of what it doesn't allow. Now, to get out in front of this now, the Democrats got out front, held a press conference 2 weeks ago, claiming that the GOP lawmakers want to make America sick again. Chuckie Schumer, he got out there and said the Republicans plan to cut health care. That wouldn't make America great again. It would make America sick again. They seek to rip health care away from millions of Americans, creating chaos in our entire economy. Nancy Pelosi added, If you want grandma living in the guest room, then repeal the Affordable Care Act. Make America sick again. Is that what the Republicans want to do? Notice the talking points are very well coordinated. That's what they do. Now you've got some Harvard professors who are piling on the fear-mongering by claiming at least 43,000 people, no idea where they got the number, will die if Obamacare is repealed. From their piece in the Washington Post, we get this little bit. The biggest and most definitive study of what happens to death rates when Medicaid coverage is expanded, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which, you know, if you say that, that means it is unimpeachable, found that for every 455 people who gained coverage across several states, one life was saved per year. Applying that figure to even a conservative estimate of 20 million people losing coverage in the event of an ACA repeal yields an estimate of 43,956 deaths annually. Let's remember who brought us Obamacare. It was the professors. You know, it was John Gruber, the guy you just heard. And I'm not going to let you hear him again just because it's not worth listening to. People weren't dying in the streets before Obamacare, and they won't be dying in the streets after it's repealed, and certainly not by the thousands. You will, however, find thousands of deaths over at the VA where you've got veterans who are still waiting for health care. And, you know, they're not going to repeal everything. They're going to start dismantling. This is going to be... Think to yourself one law that you can think of that has ever been repealed that didn't have a sunset provision. Now, the assault weapon ban, which only lasted 10 years, was allowed to sunset. It was not repealed. This is the way these guys get out of doing anything. But this, Obamacare was meant, one of the things Obamacare was meant to do and why this is a gun issue, Obamacare was meant to centralize all records. And then at some point down the road, when I was out there, and if, you know, I woke up one morning after the heart attack and I was depressed because I'd almost died, and I went to the doctor and I said, "Doc, I can't sleep. I need something to help me sleep." "Well, Bill, here's some Zoloft." And I take Zoloft, and then one day, because of the beauty of Obamacare, they would be doing a little cross-reference check. Bill Frady, Zoloft, gun buying prohibition. That was part and parcel of what they had in mind when they were putting this up. We are a very compassionate country. I mean, there has been testimony. There was one congresswoman whose husband, she was on Obamacare. She was a congresswoman on Obamacare. Her husband on Obamacare went and he started having chest pains. And he went to the doctor and he had every test but one because they said that one test was not covered by Obamacare. And then in the middle of the night, one night shortly after all that happened, he had the instant cardiac death heart attack. Because, and, you know, it's not to say that he died because of Obamacare. He died because of a heart attack, but he was there. He caught this early on. And I didn't do enough looking to figure out how much of sudden cardiac death can be stopped if you actually catch it as it's building up. Because first you're in heart failure, and then you're in heart attack. But this guy went to sleep and never woke up. And we're never going to know because he missed the one test that was not covered by Obamacare. 65 years old. Now, I don't know about you, but when you're 55, 65 seems awfully young. So, we are a compassionate country. We are. Otherwise, there would be no charities, and they're all over the place. And even those without health insurance. In my state, you cannot be turned away if you need health care, even if you don't have health insurance. Arguing that thousands will die if Obamacare is repealed is it's not only cynical, it's irresponsible, and it is untrue. Simply untrue. Later on, we're going to be joined by the guys from Arbalest Quarrelers. We're going to take, you know, the first fake news that you and I have ever been exposed to is gun control. We've been experiencing this for years. We're experts on fake news. We're going to be talking about fake news with those guys in the second hour. Good to be here. Good to be back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. gunshot that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Recently, you probably heard a scream of frustration. It has been coming from the mansion from which we've gotten such, well, you know, let's make it all one big organization. We're just going to call it the Every Town for Moms who are seeking attention from the illegal mayors who are looking for gun safety and would like to have a trace. And we're talking about Bloomberg. They have this little nonsensical case they put up against, and it's, you know, when I say case, it's the argument they're making. Concealed carry reciprocity. And that took a hit the other week. And this is going to be the shooting that changes everything in a lot of ways. In case you didn't already know about this, here is a brief rundown. An Arizona State Trooper, Edward Anderson, had been ambushed and shot. And the trooper's assailant was straddling him, mixed martial arts style, while banging his head against the asphalt on the interstate highway. A passerby noticed the attack, retrieved his gun from a locked case in his car. Where was it? Arizona. This is happening in Arizona, of all places. And after the suspect ignored verbal warnings, fired shots that fatally wounded Anderson's assailant. Passerby was headed to California. In other words, someone just demonstrated what has been driven home in many terrorist attacks and mass shootings. The police and the paramedics and firemen are the second responders to events like that. The first responders are the people who are on the scene when the attack actually is going on. In the case of the January 12th incident on I-10 in Arizona, a first responder on the scene had the tools to stop the attack before Anderson was killed. This alone puts gun grabbers, puts them all in a hole. But there's more information about this incident that provides further evidence of how flimsy their case is. Anderson's assailant was in the United States illegally. Under 18 U.S.C. 922 G5A, the assailant wasn't even supposed to have a gun in the first place. Gun control, so much for it. Yet that assailant, a former Mexican cop, had a firearm that he used to shoot the trooper before forcing him to the ground. The assailant was also known to use drugs. That would also make it illegal for him to touch a firearm, let alone own one, due to 18 U.S.C. 922 G3. Each of those violations, by the way, net someone up to 10 years in a federal prison post-Obama. Should be noted that the two other citizens stepped in to aid Anderson. One of the other good Samaritans used the trooper's radio to call for help. And when it was obvious cell phones were not working, a second retrieved the first aid kit from his patrol car and began to render first aid. So, what can we take away from this for me and you? If you're going to travel through places, maybe you check with your mobile phone provider and look at your route and see where you're going to have signal and when you may not have signal. And if you're going to be in a place where you have limited or no mobile phone service, it would be nice to have some kind of alternate arrangement for communication. I don't know what that would be. Maybe a CB radio. Do people even carry those anymore? I know one thing that you can have is a handset ham operator or ham radio. I've been thinking about getting one of these myself. Second lesson comes from this. A key piece of your safety equipment is going to be your weapon. Yeah, but it is not your only piece of emergency equipment. And your cell phone is part of that, and you should be aware of its capabilities, as you are aware of the guns and yours. And in some cases, it may save your life simply by being able to communicate with a dispatcher so you don't end up dead. First aid training. That comes in very useful. That comes in very usefully. We're getting ready, me and JT, we're going to take a trip, and go to the Academy Sports, and we're going to put together a get home bag for me, which I don't have one. And JT, when he makes a first aid kit, it takes up an ammo can. JT believes in some first aid. And that ammo can, having first aid equipment serves you all kinds of different ways. It might be a home accident. Somebody may fall off of a ladder. Could be coming across a car accident. Once again, when seconds count, paramedics are likely to be minutes away, if not more, because sometimes they will wait for the cops to secure a scene before going in. Now, currently, Mr. Anderson, the law enforcement officer who got jumped, is recovering from the assault at home, and he's alive to be recovering from that assault because a good Samaritan saw the attack and decided to act. That good Samaritan also had a gun. If you're going to ride up on somebody who's trying to hurt somebody, especially law enforcement, and I hate to put it this way, one of the only times you're going to ride up on an altercation already taking place where you can figure out who the good guy is and who the bad guy is going to be when it's law enforcement involved. And then help law enforcement. Do it. Do it. Just do it. And if you come up and you do have a weapon, which all of you should have a weapon, I hope everybody that listens to me carries a weapon. And if you live in a state where you can't carry a weapon, we're working on that. But be prepared. Be prepared to go in that general direction because you're not going to get a whole bunch of, you're not going to have a whole lot of time to make this call. You're going to have to let your instinct kick in and your training. And just remember, in the case of an attack like this, it doesn't stop with it does the action isn't over when you have stopped the assailant. Now you have to start helping the victim of the assailant, even if this is law enforcement. They're not supermen. They just have to do a job like they're supermen. So this is the shooting. This is one of the self-defense shootings where regular armed citizens, and this is not the only time this has happened. This is just the latest one, and this one made the national news. This is one that you can look at. It's sort of like a nail in the coffin of gun control. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, my biggest question to you is, who cares what they in Congress think or say? This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. How many times over the last 12 months, or in the last 18 months, in the last 2 years, or recent memory, or today, how many times have you thought to yourself, gee, Congress is doing such a swell job? If you're actually thinking that, you're one of only 19% of America that thinks that. 81% of us don't think that. Have never thought that. I actually believe that the Republican Congress has been doing an okay job to a degree. But they've missed a lot of chances. One thing they could have done is just defund government. Shut it down. Everything stops. Prior to the election, the lame stream, fake stream, legacy media paraded Congress as do-nothing and obstructionist. And now every other headline is about how Donald Trump upset or insulted some congressman or representative. You know, Representative John Lewis is just the latest. Historically, you know, people think of him as a civil rights hero. He's a civil rights hero. He's a Democrat who went to Alabama and got beat up by another Democrat. Just once and for all, proving my theory that the Democrats are racist because they beat up on one of their fellow party members. You know... presently, Lewis he's a member of the same Do Nothing Congress that we elected Trump to shake up. All the headlines that have cast Trump in an adversarial role against establishment members of Congress, no matter how bad the press, vindicate Trump to his constituents. Because remember, the people that voted for Trump, like me, don't care about Congress, and we don't care about media. The people elected Trump because he campaigned on his ability to get things done ahead of schedule and under budget. He did that with the transition. That has happened. It came in under budget and got done on time. And by the way, all of this is a stark contrast to the reputation of the United States Congress. He has this innate ability to market himself as a world-class deal maker. And he also has a broad appeal to a citizenry that witnessed 8 years of partisan politics. And those that voted for that, those who voted for Obama, a lot of them came to him because they didn't like what they got the last time. So John Lewis, much like John McCain, may be marked as a hero of the past. Past successes do not preclude any politician from, you know, to coin the phrase from Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? This is the mentality we have to have. These guys, if they want to sit back and say, do you remember when I was in Selma? Do you remember when I was flying jets over Nam? Okay, then quit. Stop being a lawmaker and sit back and we'll remember you as that civil rights hero or that war hero. If you're still in it, well, then you still got to produce every day, every day. Now, right now, the GOP, particularly Paul Ryan, has the most to lose. Ryan is already showing his hand, playing the most politically expedient cards possible when it comes to Trump. He has announced his support and announced him in almost the same breath. And now that he has seen the commitment of Trump supporters, he's treading a fine line. If he were to draw the ire of the president or be labeled as obstructionist, he's got problems. And he should not forget that President-elect Trump, well, now the president, is the king of label making. Just ask little Marco or Crooked Hillary. It was just October 8th of this campaign season when Paul Ryan was booed at a rally in his own state of Wisconsin, one of the keystones of the Trump electoral victory. And Trump will make Ryan pay if he does not support his agenda. Trump has a few aces in his house of cards, and it would not be surprising to see Paul Ryan's protege, Rance Priebus, burned in effigy by a President Trump if Congress doesn't toe the line. So Ryan and McConnell should support Trump's agenda to the best of their abilities, because the people have shown that they don't care. They couldn't care less about what Congress thinks or does. As a matter of fact, they're tired of Congress not thinking or doing anything. They're so busy sitting back on, we are Congress, this committee, this body, this hollow ground, this upper house, this lower house. I am the speaker. I am the minority leader. I'm the majority leader. Shut up. Can you imagine? And this is really oversimplifying it, but let's take it down to a lower denominator. Can you imagine going somewhere and getting, you know, buying groceries? We have a grocery train here where they both unpack your cart and bag it for you. Imagine, if you would, that you go there and you're being told by the cashier how good they are, how great they are. Meanwhile, they're not taking their little tracking card of yours to swipe and start giving you the discounts you can't get unless you let them track you. And you're not getting anything rung up. You're not getting anything bagged up. And it's really that simple. It really is that simple. Somebody that's out there too busy talking about, well, of course, you know, we cannot stand by and support. We cannot stand by and endorse. How about getting something done? Congressional approval ratings are in the teens. And a Trump presidential victory against representatives of the establishment demonstrate what the people are looking for. Ryan becoming adversarial and an obstructionist to a Trump administration would further validate Trump and his Drain the Swamp movement. It is self-defeating. It would also be a gross underestimation of the power of the populist movement, because everything that has been used against us is now being used by us. We no longer go to the magic box for our primary dissemination of information or anything else. We go other places. We find it other places. And we don't need C-SPAN to find out what these guys are doing. Preventing Trump from putting his policy into play would end in a, you know, it would be a very short victory for Ryan. But then right after that happens, then the midterms come up, and guess what? The possibility of the loss of his speakership and the Republicans paying a very heavy price in the midterm elections. For what I'm saying here is that Ryan should be supporting this and McConnell should be supporting this because we have a very narrow window. We got 2 years where we could really do a lot to right this ship of state. However, a lot of things got to get passed and a lot of things got to get moved. And there's no longer, these guys don't have the luxury anymore of standing by and saying, well, we're doing it on principle. Principle hasn't worked for you, has it? No. As a matter of fact, that's all you have are your principles and your standards and all of this other stuff. Now, we, the American people, who you obviously do not think are in duress, actually we are, we want you to go out there and actually do something. And if you like being the Speaker of the House, and if you like being the majority party, and if you like all of this other stuff, then guess what? Even though you've got it right now, you've got to produce to keep it. There's nowhere to go but down. When you're number one like the GOP is right now, there's nowhere for them to go but down if they don't produce. And you know what? If they don't, then I wouldn't mind seeing a third party erupt and just suck all of the life out of the GOP. Just leave a few of these guys. Let Crystal and Jonah Goldberg and all these other guys. They can have the shambles of it, and let's make something else. Something else. I don't know. When we get back, maybe you should think about this right before you think you may have to shoot somebody. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There's a whole lot that has been written about the legal and practical aspects of armed self-defense. And those aspects are certainly good, if not outright crucial, to be aware of. One very apparent tool that some people overlook is de-escalation. De-escalation is not something that you should overlook. Some people aren't going to be talked down, but how many road rage or other shootings could have been avoided had someone decided to try and defuse the situation before gunfire erupts? As the one that may be doing the shooting, let me tell you that you are better off not shooting. Not because you're likely to be unsuccessful, but because you're going to have to live with it. Anybody that doesn't have a whole lot of trouble living with it. Now, there are plenty of people that can adjust. And these, most of the time, these guys are professionals at what they're doing. They're soldiers or they're in law enforcement. And they see so much and experience so much that for them to adjust is just part of the job. And it becomes that. But it's not that in the beginning, because we're not hardwired that way. Shooting incidents in the United States, out of all the self-defense that happens between us as civilians with guns, 95 to 96, 97% I think of it, in that range, all of that occurs without pulling the trigger. Far more defensive shootings are in response to situations where de-escalation wouldn't likely have made a difference, such as a home invasion or an armed robbery, or in the case of highway patrolman that was getting beat up. De-escalation, though, may
come into play, and you may find yourself in a situation where that could prevent a tragedy. Recently in the city of Bedford, Texas, a suburb of the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, where an attempt to de-escalate on someone's part may have made an enormous difference. According to NBC DFW, two men began arguing in the parking lot of a Kroger grocery store in the early evening of January 16th about a ding in one of their car doors. And then the disagreement turned toxic. One of the two men, who has a concealed pistol license and was armed, was sitting inside his car while the other was standing outside of his vehicle. Each told the other they were armed. The man that was outside his vehicle, identified as Sam Phillips Smith, 28, of Haltom City, began reaching behind his back. The other man in the argument thought he was reaching for a pistol, drew his own gun, and fired. Smith, and I've got something to say about this, Smith, who turned out not to be armed, died of his injuries. I have known somebody personally that decided to play that bluff and got out of a car after he had been chased by some people in a car because he was black and his girlfriend was white. And, you know, let's just face it, a couple of racist rednecks were chasing him. And he got out of the car acting all bad, acting like he was pulling a gun from behind, reaching behind him, acting like he was pulling a gun that was not there. And he got shot and killed. That bluff never works. Shooter in this case was arrested on suspicion of murder. He was released pending the investigation. I would have to say that in considering in my state, I have to be thinking that I may be in a life or death situation in order for me to employ lethal force. I do not have to know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm in a life and death situation. I simply have to believe it. I have to be in such a situation where I think this may be the case. And somebody's reaching behind their back. Now, I'm never going to be one of these guys that gets out there and says, hey, man, you better not fight with me. You better not argue because I have a gun. I'm not going to do that. It's not happening. They'll find out I've got a gun when they're looking at it, when they're looking down the barrel of it, when they can see the hollow point or the drill bit burret I have inside there. Other than that, they're never going to know it. But if somebody tells me they have a gun, and then they start moving their hands, well, I will be, it's going to be a rough road to hoe, but, you know, we'll be going that way. This situation in Dallas may result in no charges being filed. According to the report, the victim told the shooter that he had a gun and the bluff, and then he bluffed. But if one of these guys had decided to de-escalate it, whoever dinged the car saying, you know what, I'm real sorry about that, man. Here's my insurance information. Where? How far does that take you, do you think? You cannot take control of somebody else's emotions, but you can take control of your own. And sometimes dealing with a clearly agitated person, you may have the opportunity to de-escalate the situation, to try to stay calm. But you have to be alert while staying calm. The National Institutes of Health recommends that if you are dealing with an agitated person, do not try to calm them down. Instead, try to guide them into calming themselves down. Just frankly, to be honest with you, if I can't get out there and say, hey, man, I'm sorry, can we talk about this? That's about as far as I'm willing to take it because I'm not a psychologist. You know, there's only so far I can go. They also recommend avoiding coercive language or actions, as a person on edge can likewise take these as a sign of aggression. And don't tell them to calm down. That might be seen as being dismissive. The only one I agree with is empathetic. If you show empathy, they may begin to calm down. But, the whole part of this, the whole point of this is that you can try that, and I think you should. I think you should do everything you can to keep from having to shoot somebody, without a doubt. But you can't control them. You simply want to extricate yourself from this. The first goal should be to extricate yourself from this without nothing bad happening. Here's my insurance number. Here's your insurance number. Or whatever it takes, you know. If you step on somebody's, hey, man, I'm real sorry. I just didn't see you there. I'm very sorry about that. Please accept my apologies. This is not you getting out there showing weakness or something. This is saving you more than you can imagine. And de-escalation isn't always going to work. It may slow you things down. It may give you a moment or something. The whole time you're trying to de-escalate, you should be ready to go loud. So, if you cannot avoid being drawn into a violent confrontation, then you have to be ready to go. You have to be ready to go loud. And if you can extract yourself from that, well, that's good. That's always a good day. Not having to defend yourself with lethal force is always a good day. One of the reasons Second Call Defense has the psychological counseling thing in their policy is that you will need it if you shoot somebody. I want you to think of the worst thing that has ever happened to you that you still think about today, whether it happened 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago. And when you shoot somebody, every imaginable detail is going to stay with you for the rest of your days in remarkable clarity. No matter what age you do it, trust me on this. Trust me on this. So, having said all of that, de-escalation, try to make that part of your toolkit. You're not going to be able to go out. Listen, if you're a psychologist, you might successfully talk somebody down. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to carry a gun, before you do that which you have trained to do, you should do everything else that you can possibly do before you do that. Because once you go to the gun and once that trigger is pulled, those rounds can't be pulled back in that gun. It is, you cannot undo what you just did. You cannot unshoot. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by the guys from Arbalest Coral, Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli. We're going to be talking about fake news because as gun owners, we've been dealing with it for all of our time. This is Lock and Load.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.